this late in the fall, Arctic sea ice should be forming near the community of Barrow. Instead, the ocean is open for hundreds of miles. Barrow also shattered its record for the highest average temperature for October. Brian Brettschneider is a climatologist in Anchorage who closely tracks Alaska's climate data and trends. Alaska's Energy Desk is checking in with him regularly as part of a segment, Ask a Climatologist. Brettschneider told Energy Desk editor Annie Feit, Arctic sea ice is at a record low for this time of the year.
Well, as of October 31st, the sea ice was just over 7 million square kilometers, which sounds like a lot, but it's quite a bit lower than any other October 31st on record.
And how concerning is that?
It's very concerning because the lack of ice really affects the climate of the entire circumpolar area. So, for example, Barrow and Kotzebue, all the areas in the northern part of Alaska saw record warm Octobers in very large part because there's so much open water with lots of stored heat from the summer months that's typically locked away under ice by this point.
And how warm was it in Barrow in October?
Well, Barrow was just over 30 degrees, 30.1 degrees, and that was by far their warmest October on record, a full 13 degrees above normal.
And is it the high temperatures that are making it hard to form sea ice, or the, you know, not forming sea ice making the temperatures high?
Well, that all works together, so that's called a positive feedback. The warm temperatures are really slowing down the creation of new sea ice, but the warm temperatures are adding extra energy heat to the open water, which makes it then even harder to freeze up. So it's a positive feedback cycle that reinforces itself.
Brian Brettschneider is a climatologist who lives in Anchorage. He spoke with Annie Feit from Alaska's Energy Desk as part of a regular look at climate change in the state. Do you have a climate question for Brian? Email akenergydesk@alaskapublic.org.